For the past several years, the Defense Department has been busy trying to migrate the military services to a common IT architecture. The next objective is to do the same with allied countries. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, DoD technology leaders are meeting now with their foreign counterparts to find ways to make their systems more interoperable.
The sessions come amidst growing demands by the military's combatant commanders for a more flexible IT infrastructure that would let key allies connect to one another's IT systems without sharing every bit of data on each other's networks. DoD's been working on such a project, the Mission Partner Environment, for more than 3 years, but each of the four-star commanders signed a letter to Terry Halverson, DoD's chief information officer, saying the department needs to do better. Here's Halverson speaking at an AFSEA conference in Washington on Thursday.
Every COCOM commander signed a letter to me that said, hey, Halverson, you need to get off whatever and deliver us a better mission partner environment. We need to deal with our allies better every day. And it's not just in traditional comms. We need to be able to move data with them. We need to be able to hook ISR up to them when we need to. But we need to do that in such a way that everybody's data who needs to be separated and protected is protected, but all the people who need to see it instantaneously can see it when they need to. As you tell, that is a major, major problem. It is the panacea of what we want in the end. I mean, that is a description of what we all want. Today, I think we are on path, if we will stay there, to deliver that in 3 to 5 years, with each year, even in the next 6 months, being better at that. Industry's got to play in that. And in that case, it's got to be global industry playing in that.
Halverson and the CIOs from the four other so-called Five Eyes nations will hold their next meeting in the UK in early May. Their focus, he says, is on converging their respective IT strategies, in part so that the allies who work together most commonly don't repeat the experience of the Afghanistan conflict. That war started in 2001, but coalition forces didn't have an information-sharing network that suited commanders' needs until 2009.
We have an incredible opportunity. We're all at least the DoD equivalent level looking at similar solutions. I think you will find that many of our allies, particularly within the Five Eye, will be on common platforms with common operating systems and common standards across the board for everything from cloud to office systems to data center structure. If we can get there, that gives us an unbelievable warfare advantage. It also gives us an unbelievable business opportunity to better embrace commercial, bring the advantages that commercial can to the war business, bring what we do well in the war business to the commercial sector, and everybody wins.
The international group of CIOs representing their respective defense ministries has already started to assign different tasks to different nations since it was established a year ago. Australia, for example, is leading the charge for a common approach to identity management, one that Halverson says could eventually replace the common access cards the U.S. military uses for two-factor authentication.
I do think you have to get away from the CAT card. Now, I want to be very careful because all people are saying, oh my God, Halverson says we're killing the CAT card tomorrow. We're not killing the CAT card. That is a valuable way and a much more secure way for us to do business today. Don't think the CAT card is the future of how you do identity certification. I think it's not sustainable. The Australians were ahead in some of that. They're leading a Five Eye group to look at what is the next 3 to 5 years. What does that bring in identity management? It's not just about the CAT card, but what are other ways to do authentication? How do you structure it so that our identity process means that the UK identity is accepted in my systems, and across the board, and with as many allies as we can partner with. We're working on that. We are certainly working on how do we get cloud and data standards closer together so that our data is easier to move around together. I think that's very powerful for us.
Canada, meanwhile, is in charge of rethinking the way the allies approach data centers, with an eye toward reducing the amount of data that's stored and processed in large fixed facilities. Considering the plummeting costs and increasing computing power of microprocessors that can be deployed into the field, it's becoming less and less sensible to constantly move information back and forth from the battlefield to large headquarters buildings.
I mean, when the Navy had a program collaboration at sea that was basically based on this principle. We exchange all this data all the time back and forth. Let's just exchange the data that changed. It limited the bandwidth.
And for its part, the UK is proving out cloud technologies that might be applicable to other Western militaries. That nation's Ministry of Defense is building a private cloud to host the largest instance of Microsoft's Office 365 ever to be deployed at more than 425,000 users in collaboration with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Meg Whitman, the CEO of HP Enterprise, says the system, which will also serve UK civilian agencies, is expected to be up and running next month.
Deploying at this scale is reasonably challenging because it's never been done before. And so Microsoft has a role, we have a role. Some of the parts of Office 365 are being finished at the same time or just about the same time that they need to go into deployment. And this notion of the current authority to operate procedures that exist in the military is different. And it is not necessarily completely congruent with this next generation of technology of software as a service. So that's another thing that we're trying to work through. But it's a very bold project. It will be lower cost, much better capability across the globe with much, much faster updates that will be, I think, of real benefit to the MOD. So we're super excited about this.
Halverson says DoD is watching the UK's Office 365 project extremely closely.
I think that's the right way for us to go. We are today supporting, we've got people over in the MOD. We've got their ops director here with us today. We're having even government to government to learn how to do trust better. I mean, they're letting my individuals sitting over there see their contracts and everything else. That's a big breakthrough. We may have a little experience with doing contract at C2. And very candidly, when we first started that, that wasn't the best picture in life. I think today we know how better to at least write those requirements, and we're effectively doing some where we've brought the C2 back but retained the advantages the contractor bring. We're trying to share that with our allies. That's all about trust. How do you, open are you willing to be? We've got to be that way across the board.
But Halverson says that increased trust between allied nations needs to be accompanied by trust between the multinational companies who supply hardware, software, and expertise to each nation's militaries. He implored the industry audience to approach the military IT market in groupings of solutions from various companies that can work together.
You need to be able to come in and say, listen, we, this group of companies, we saw your problem. We all can't solve it independently, but we, industry, have come together in this group to present you, here is the solution set that we think will work. It's the best of breed from all of us bringing together the best of industry. Now, I know that's hard because sometimes, and we don't like to talk about this, but it's real. This is a win or lose world sometimes. And if you're not on that best of breed, you didn't get any business. I got that. That's hard, but we got to get past that. And the goal ought to be, how do you get to be the best of breed? We really have to have that level of dialogue if we're going to continue with our advantages that make not just the U.S. but all our allies the best and keep us in the forefront.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.